What is going on, New York? Welcome back to another episode of, well, let me rephrase that, another glorious episode of
Knicks Anonymous, aka the Julius Randle burner account,
episode
102. That's according to some user on Twitter. We were a Julius Randle burner account, apparently. As you can see, that's not true.
No, we are actually for everybody that's Knicks related. If you're on the Knicks, we talk about you, we criticize you, and we also give you your flowers when needed. We're very unbiased and we're very open-minded. Let's all remember that. Now, shout out to the Knicks Anonymous family. As always, we're coming back at you with episode 2. So we're recording this Sunday, dropping it Monday, but I'll categorize it with the video we dropped this week. And also happy 4th of July. We won't be seeing y'all for that. So I hope everybody has a very good 4th of July, very safe, firework friendly environment. Don't want nobody blowing up their fingers. Don't want no accidents. Accidents can happen. So stay safe. So just Steve, like Stevie said on Twitter and, it was on Instagram. It was on Instagram, right? No, it was on Twitter that we got called an Randall burner account. Now, if you would like to add fuel to that fire or defend us, Stevie, tell those kind people where they could find us on all social medias.
Actually, like how you transitioned to that. I didn't see that coming. You can follow us on Instagram at Knicks Anonymous. Follow us on TikTok at Knicks Anonymous. Follow us on Twitter at Knicks Anonymous. But on Twitter, it's spelled KNICKZ Anonymous. KnicksAnonymous.com. Check out our website. And you can find us on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Spotify, and Breaker.
Yes, sir. And if that's not enough for you, we got the beautiful template here on YouTube. You got all the social medias and websites scrolling through on the bottom of the screen. And if that's not enough for you, as always, you can check the description down for the links. I feel like we should do this for every episode. Shout out to Suno Draws. We are sponsored. Go to their website, code KnicksAnon, 20% off on any purchase on the store. So that link will also be down in the Linktree description. So hit the link, the one that says Linktree, hit that one, and then the Suno Draw will be the first link. Click that, use code KnicksAnon, and you've won yourself 20% off. Stevie, I feel like I'm getting better with this. I'm getting better at this, man. I'm not gonna lie.
I mean, we've been doing it for 102 episodes. We should get better.
And what, 4 years? 3 years? 4 years.
Three years.
Going on four, I think. This might be. Yeah. No. Right?
Yeah, because first year we made the playoffs. Second year we missed the playoffs. This was the third season that just passed. So, yeah, we're going on four seasons.
Four seasons. Wow, look at that, man. Shout out to us. And I feel like our credibility has been very nice. I know you like the way I did that, Stevie, because we're going to get into that. It's going to be one of those episodes. So it's been a very in between quiet and loud. Kind of loud for the wrong reasons, as always. Welcome to being a Knicks fan. But first, we're going to start off positive. The Knicks have made their presence known in the free agency market. And with the first signing, we have signed, like we said in the other episode, credibility, Dante DiVincenzo.
So, well, I saw that coming, you know.
Clap it up for Dante DiVincenzo. Welcome to New York, my friend. So we already kind of talked about what he could bring to the team. But just to summarize it again, he's a smart player. He's going to make the right choices. He's clutch when needed. He's very reliable, even though he has some injury issues, but I feel like he has the ability to stay healthy. And overall, chemistry. We have three Villanova cats on our team, and you know, that's very big in any not even in the NBA, any team sport, you know, because like the word says, team sport. You got to be one cohesiveness, you know what I mean? So now we got that going on.
Nova takeover.
Yeah, and it actually used to be, what was it? Kentucky, right? It used to be the Kentucky pipeline. Now we're the Villanova pipeline. Who knows? We could be both. we still got Kentucky with Julius Randle, right?
And Quickly.
Manuel Quickly. And now we got the Villanova boys and Josh Hart. Jalen Brunson, Dante DiVincenzo.
Yes, sir.
So there's a lot of chemistry going on here, and then you put the two together and you have the New York Knicks. So Stevie, what would you grade the signing out of, I guess, out of a report card, like A, the best, F being the worst?
B plus. I'm gonna give it a B plus because it's not a superstar. No, I would, if it was a superstar, I'd have gave it an A. But it's still a good signing. He's a good fit, as you said, as we said before. I mean, good defensive player, good distributor, can bring the ball up, can shoot. He actually has some hops. He got a few dunk highlights. Don't sleep.
He's kind of like Quentin Grimes a little bit. Quentin Grimes is more athletic than DiVincenzo, but they're pretty much kind of the same player.
Yeah. Well, I think one's better offense, one's better defense, basically. But yeah, good signing for us. Good fit, as you said. The chemistry's there. For people who say where he'll fit, you know, because we have too many guards, he's obviously going to be Quentin Grimes' backup. So we're going to have a four guard rotation of Brunson, Grimes, Quickly, and DiVincenzo, which is a pretty good guard rotation, if you ask me. I like it. We wanted it. Knicks Nation wanted it. It's actually one thing we could agree on. Some like it more than others, but for the most part, Knicks Nation likes it. So yeah, B plus, like I said.
Yes, and I think the most important aspect of that signing is the actual deal that was made. So we got him. We got him for.
I didn't mention that, but good thing you brought that up. I forgot.
We got him for, I believe it was 4 years, $50 million, right? 4 years, $50 million.
I think so, just about.
That's amazing. Because if you look at all these other guys, I mean, Brody, like, let's look at Westbrook, right? Westbrook got paid $8 million. Dylan Brooks got paid $30 million.
Sheesh.
Fred Van Vliet, I believe he got
the most.
Yes, I think he got somewhere like almost 200. I think like 180, something like that.
I don't remember the exact sum, but it was 3 years and he got a lot.
Yeah.
It was like 170, something like that. I could be off, but something like that. He ate. That's the point.
Yeah. And overall, that the amount that the Rockets spent for that to build the team this offseason was around $220 million. That's crazy.
Houston Rockets.
Between two players.
Not for nothing. Those are difference makers. Watch out for the Houston Rockets. I'm not saying they're going to make the playoffs, but watch out. Fred VanVleet's a good player. I like Fred VanVleet.
Would you consider him a franchise player?
I wouldn't
have
paid him that much, but I like Fred VanVleet.
Okay, so I guess that answers that question. So he's not a franchise player. No. I was going to ask you if he was a franchise player. So you said you wasn't going to pay him that. So that would mean no franchise.
Is he a franchise player? I guess we're going to find out. But as of now, no. But he is a real good point guard, and I think he can make that team better. I'll say that.
It's good veteran presence for that team, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
They were like an AAU team, pretty much.
Yeah, they needed that. They needed that. And I think Fred VanVleet's going to eat over there.
Same with Dylan Brooks. You know, he's not a bad player. I feel bad for him, man, because all he did was just take the bullet for John Morant. That's all he did. He was just a scapegoat. So
I agree. He had confidence. He stepped up to LeBron. You know, he said, I can guard you. Brom's like, no, you can't. Showed him that he couldn't. And that's all that happened. There's no shame in that.
Exactly.
It's not like LeBron, hasn't not done that to people before.
And, you know, honestly, he did pretty well. I think he held LeBron's like 15 points. And that's like, like.
He had his moments. It's just that when he did that, LeBron was like, nah, you're wrong. Like, he really said, nah, you're wrong. And showed him that he was wrong. That's the thing.
That's why I like LeBron. A lot of people hate LeBron, but it's not even go there.
I don't personally like LeBron, but I can always give credit where it's due. And he told him, "Nah, you're wrong." It was pretty cool that he did. I can't hate on that.
He shows up. He definitely shows up.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? He's LeBron. At the end of the day, no matter how I feel about him, he's still LeBron James. He's one of the top players of all time. I won't deny that. I'd be lying if I said that.
If Mike sees this, he's gonna have a field day with this. But
yeah, I mean, bro, we're a factual podcast, bro. I state my opinions and I state the facts. I have my certain feelings about LeBron, some facts, some opinions. But at the end of the day, he's one of the top players of all time. I'll never take that away from him.
Yes, I feel like everybody could agree on that. So DiVincenzo, great signing. So far, no other things have been signed or made, but... Moving into the next topic of order, there has been a drastic nuclear bomb, you would say, amongst the Knicks. You already know it was gonna happen. This is
don't like the fact that you called it a nuclear bomb, but I get what you're doing. I understand.
This is the moment.
It's a nuclear bomb, quote unquote.
Yeah. Like, no, no, yeah, yeah. I meant that perfectly sarcastically. Thank you, Steve. I meant that as sarcastically as possible. Yeah. So the newest news is that Obi Toppin has been traded to the Indiana Pacers for 2 second-round picks. Now, when I woke up and saw the news, I was perfectly fine with it. I didn't have no problems. I didn't see no worries. It's only when, I guess when it settled in, as the day went on, a lot of people started to wake up and post and really get their feelings out about the idea of what just happened. There were a lot of, like, collages, right? Dedications about Obi Toppin, thank you, which is cool, right? You know,
but
thank
they made
you.
It like, they made it seem like he got jumped.
Yes, but wait.
I was wondering what happened. I was like, what the hell happened? He got jumped? Like, he got traded.
Hold on. Let me.
I'm sorry, bro, but when you brought up the collages and the dedications, I was like, yo, I thought something happened to him.
Bro, the TikToks, the sad music, the saddest violin ever, bro. It was the whole nine. It's just weird, bro. It's just weird. So I kind of let that slide. I made it known, like, what's the big idea? Like, what's the big deal? Like, what's the big attachment to Obi Toppin? But listen, whatever. People could feel. But this is where I had to draw the line, okay?
Here we go. I know.
Yes. This is where I draw the line. Somehow, the argument started that the Knicks have failed Obi Toppin. Like they said, we failed Nil Aquina. Like we failed Cam Reddish. Like we failed Kevin Knox. It goes on and on and on. Okay? So that's where I had to put a pin in it and really talk my shit. Put the quarter in there because I was pissed. Because for some reason, Knicks fans have a very weird fetish to throw their own team under the bus no matter what the situation is. For the first time in a long time, the Knicks have made a trade that not even ESPN is talking about. Not even Stephen A. Smith has a problem with it. As of yet,
from what I've seen, as of yet, I haven't seen anything.
They might hop on it as like a wave thing, but I'm gonna tell you where it started from. It started from in-house. It started from the Knicks community and fan base. Now, oh my God, what are you talking about, LJ? Stick tuned. Stay with me. I got you. Listen. How in the F did we fail Obi Toppin? Now, Stevie has his points. I'm gonna go through mine first if you don't mind, Stevie, because I'm hot.
Shoot! I want to hear this because we were talking about it before the show. You had some pretty good points.
I'm on fire. All right. So I in my notes I have this titled Obi Toppin Malarkey. All right. I feel like that's gonna be the key word of this year's. That's gonna be
love
the
that word.
Yeah. Malarkey. That's gonna be the word.
That's your
of the
favorite
year.
Word.
That's gonna be the year. That's gonna be the word of the year, malarkey.
That's gonna be a trivia question one day, y'all. What's LJ's favorite word? And if you get it right, we send you a prize.
Yes. And for those of you don't know, it's malarkey. Okay, look it. So this is how I started it. It says, "How did the Knicks fail Obi, and did we pass up on talent in the draft that he was drafted in?" Now that ties into what I'm about to go in. So let's go in order, right? So number one, I have Obi Toppin was picked 8th. To replace Julius Randle.
That's a fact. We all, and Knick Nation, we all know that. It wasn't said by management, but the writing was on the wall. So that's a fact.
Yes, that is a fact. It wasn't said, but it was pretty obvious. Because the year before that was the Mr. Magoo year. Julius Randle was dog water and all that other stuff, right? So the reason why I say that and the reason why I said did we pass up on talent in the draft class is because I was picking the brains of Knicks fans across the globe on social media. I started a ruckus, okay? I just wanted to understand where the frustration was coming from in terms of how the Knicks failed Obi, right? So everyone keeps saying, oh, we failed because we passed up on talent to get Obi in the first place. I'm like, okay, cool. So, judging by the reaction of Obi being traded, y'all thought he was talent, right? Y'all thought he was the best available option. Well, guess who picked that talent in the first place? With the what pick?
The eighth.
With the eighth pick in the draft, we selected Obi Toppin. Now, you can't say, oh, he wasn't the best fit for the team. Don't say that, because now that he's gone, we're getting a lot of people coming in and showing their true colors, saying, oh, no, getting rid of Randall would have been better, and holding on to Obi would have been better because he has more potential. I heard that word too many times today. Potential. We're going to get into that. That's one of my other points. But point being, for point one, is that you wanted talent. You consider Obi Toppin talent. We drafted Obi Toppin, meaning we got the talent. So that's not the argument. Talent is not the argument. Now, if it would have been a different scenario, yes, Haliburton would have been the best option, right? But no, we had a dilemma, and that was Randall. Because everybody was losing their mind. I remember everyone wanted to riot. Everyone wanted to storm the castle and get rid of Julius Randle.
Including us. A little something.
Including us.
Not as much as everybody else, but we was like, we want Toppin to start.
Yes.
When we first drafted him. We keep it very real.
So what happened, Stevie? Julius Randle goes on to be a 2-time All-Star and a first-time All-NBA player. Now,
and most improved.
And most improved. That's point one. So now you're overshadowed, right? So let me open my phone. Number two. A lot of people complained about Obi Toppin's minutes. People said that so if you look it up, he averaged about 15, 14 minutes per game, right? Now he did pretty well within those minutes, right?
But
people say he did it. People don't understand that they contradict themselves. You saying he got no minutes. Okay. We made it to the second round of the playoffs. So that means we made it to the second round of the playoffs without practically Obi Toppin. Because if he got no minutes, that means he did not play. So if he did not play as much, that means he didn't contribute as much as he should have. Correct?
Basically, yeah.
So that means we got to point A to point B without Obi Toppin. We did not get it to point. We did not.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
We did not get rid of Emmanuel quickly. Why? Because he was a huge point for getting to point A to point B. We did not get rid of Quentin Grimes because he was a huge part of getting to point A to point B. We didn't get rid of Isaiah Hartenstein because he was a huge point to get to point A to point B. We didn't get rid of Deuce McBride because he was a good option to get to point A to point B. We didn't get rid of RJ because he was a great reason as to why we got to point A to point B. We didn't get rid of Julius Randle because he got us to point A to point B. We didn't get rid of Jalen Brunson because he got us to,
obviously. Obviously.
If you dissect the Knicks roster besides Jericho Sims, look at who had the most strides in improvement. Quentin Grimes got a starting spot
on a Tom Thibodeau rotation, and he's a second-year player.
Emmanuel Quickly almost won Sixth Man of the Year.
Third-year player getting minutes in a Tom Thibodeau rotation when people say Tom Thibodeau doesn't develop young players or gives them minutes.
And the only argument that you can... Exactly. Thank you, Stevie. The only argument you can have on this team is Deuce McBride. But here's why you can't have that argument. Because his defensive impact is way more impactful than Obi Toppin's game all around.
Bingo.
Okay? All right. Okay? Okay. Are you following? Knicks fans.
Okay, Wait a minute. I just want to throw this out there. When I said we talked about this before the show, he didn't say the Deuce McBride part, y'all. So I'm kind of shocked on that one. That's a fact. I can't even lie to you, bro. His impact, he actually won a few games for us when he came in. For those who remember, most notably against the Lakers.
Listen, bro, I'm here to spit facts. Let me finish. Okay. Without him, probably. Okay, cool. Number three, last point. The My dog. Okay, sorry. My dog was coughing. The Knicks actually looked out for Obi Toppin. Oh, LJ, how'd they look out if they traded him? Okay, well, let's look. So the Knicks literally made it their personal interest to make sure Obi Toppin gets to a place where he can succeed. We didn't get him. We didn't do him grimy. We put him in a place where he can succeed. Where do we put him? We put him with a John Stockton type level point guard. Now, I'm not throwing that name out there because he has, in terms of assists, he's up there with John Stockton. That's a
he
fact.
Was putting up those numbers.
A fact. So now you have a high flyer.
We're not saying he's John Stockton before anybody spazzes out. We're saying he put up numbers like him.
Thank you. Now
just
we
to
have
clarify.
A
just to clarify.
We have a high flyer. Because that's all Obi is. If you want to get crazy, I'm going to talk about his trade value in a second. So we have a high flyer and a guard that averages almost 10 assists. Put those two together, and you have a very good transitional team. Now, just because he eats over there does not mean that we lost out and failed him. He just doesn't fit here. Here on the Knicks, we have a team that's full of shot creators and facilitators. Obi Toppin is a big negative in both those departments. And if you want to add on top of that, defense. Strike three, yeah, out, my friend.
Oh, wow.
All right?
That's crazy, yeah.
So, yeah. So, okay, now to his trade value, right? People are mad that we gave up second-round picks. Well, I don't know what season y'all watched that y'all thought we could get more for Obi. Because we said it, too, that we should get more for Obi because we were talking about Stevie before. But when you really look at it, bro, his value is nothing more or less than what we got. It's been said already. If you do research that a lot of people don't do, his value has literally went down to second round picks. And that's exactly what we got. And we didn't get that one. We got two. So we probably lucked out with the second one. If you want to get frankly honest.
And to add on to that, not for nothing, for everybody mad about us getting second-round picks, I don't know what's going on in the NBA with second-round picks, but they seem to be worth something, dude. Like, look at one of the first big trades that happened in the offseason. Bradley Beal, who they traded for. Shamet, whatever his name is, I forgot his name. The good shoot, I forgot his name. Something Shamet. I might be saying his name wrong, but you know what I'm talking about. Him and second-round picks. So,
God forbid that happened in New York, Stevie.
You know what I mean? Like, we're not the only ones stockpiling second round picks. So, something's going on. Like, I don't know. Maybe y'all do. Feel free to fill us in. Go to Twitter, go to Instagram, wherever. Let us know what's going on with the second round picks. I don't know. But we seem to not be the only one valuing them. So, why everybody's mad about that, I don't know. Would I have liked more for Obi? Yes. But this is what he's worth.
This is exactly. Thank you, Stevie. This is what he's worth, y'all. I don't know what y'all saw. I don't know. Listen, Obi Toppin won a dunk contest.
Which was good.
Guess what, Stevie?
What?
That dunk contest was the worst dunk contest in dunk contest history.
One of them. Did they say it was the worst? I don't know.
They said it's the worst. It's the worst.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. Okay.
It's the worst. Now, I don't mean that to throw salt on Obi Toppin, but like, yo, bro, what else did y'all see that y'all thought we were going to get a first rounder for Obi Toppin?
He didn't show.
He averaged 15 minutes and he wanted out of a team that was succeeding. That's a bad look, bro. That means you're not contributing.
Or has contributed as much as you should. And it's not to place blame on him, because I can't lie. I'll be honest.
So go ahead, Stevie. The floor is yours now. I let my shit out.
To an extent, the Knicks mismanaged his time.
Order.
I'll be honest. He didn't really get a fair shot. But there's many ways to look at that. You know? Did he outplay Randle at any point? You know? No. Did he show any stride where, oh my God, we got to start him over Randle as soon as possible. Like, look what he can do. Like, did he show that? I personally didn't see that. That's no disrespect to Obi, because he did have his moments. And I'll throw this out there. He's going to do way better in Indiana than he did here. He will thrive. He will do good. Hell, for the dude we was arguing with on Instagram, he may even dunk it on Randall.
But that doesn't mean we failed. How? See, this is my thing, Stevie. I'm going to let you get back. But, bro.
No, go ahead. You can piggyback.
How did we fail him? All that happened was bad timing. That is it. There is no failure. There's no nothing. Because think about it. The point guard, shooting guard position were so open for Quickley, for Brunson, for RJ. They slid right in. They had no competition whatsoever. Who was Grimes? Who was starting over Grimes?
Before we had Alec Burks. So he was getting a lot of minutes.
Someone got
Grimes
hurt,
though. First year.
Who got hurt that Grimes went into the starting lineup?
Oh my God, I forgot. Damn. Jesus Christ. Remember we had Burks. D Rose was still getting minutes. D Rose got hurt.
Was it D Rose?
I think so. At some point the year we missed the playoffs, I think D Rose got hurt. That's right.
Got hurt and Grimes went into that position. But now what did Grimes do though? Grimes made that position his. Right? Now people forget Randall was hurt for a couple of games. Obi Toppin came in. Did we win those games? No.
We did good, but we didn't win.
So basically what we're trying to say is Obi Toppin had it rough. He had to do better than a two-time All-Star, first-time All-NBA player. That's not happening, my friend. That's not going to happen here. It's not going to fly in this city, my friend. I'm sorry. It is what it is. That doesn't mean the Knicks failed him.
And I'm going to say something you said earlier. I would put this to y'all like this. Not my words, LJ's words. Have we traded Randall and kept Obi? Us keeping potential and trading away the All-Star would be a Knicks move. I'm talking about an old,
say that
bad
again. Wait.
Knicks
say,
move.
Say that one more time.
Us trading Julius Randle, a two-time All-Star and All-NBA player, to replace him with a player who we believe his potential is an old, bad Knicks move. Whether you choose to believe it or not, no matter how much you believe in Obi Toppin. Because I'm going to say this. We both agree, me and LJ, sky is the limit for Obi Toppin's offensive potential. He's going to do good on the Pacers. Don't get it twisted. But let's talk basketball for a second. Last year, Pacers looked good too. They dropped a lot of points. How many games did they lose last year of score 150 to 139? In fact, that's why they didn't go that far last year, because their defense wasn't good. Haliburton was lights out at times. Buddy Hield was lights out at times. Not good enough. When you don't
was the other guy,
defense.
Mathurin, right?
Mathurin. I love that guy. I see great potential in Mathurin. He's going to be a star eventually. Still, they don't have defense. At least not enough. Miles Turner can't do it by himself. Add Obi Toppin to that mix. Does he help on the defense? No. Does he make them a much more exciting offensive team? Sure, why not? I'll agree to that. It's going to look good seeing them. Hell, possibilities there. They may beat us one time this year because they may run us out. It could happen. The Knicks had a problem with keeping up with pace at times last year. But here's the thing. Again, they're not a good defensive team. We are. Somewhere down the road, Julius Randle and Obi Toppin are going to go at it. They're both power forwards. Obi Toppin's going to have to guard Julius Randle.
I dare somebody. Yo, go ahead.
Going right where you're going.
Go there. Drive. Go full there. Speed ahead, bro. Go.
Obi Toppin's going to have to guard Julius Randle in the post. Not happening. Who does that matchup favor? Julius Randle. Toppin's going to have to guard him at the top of the key. Yeah, sure. Sometimes Julius Randle turns the ball over and spins into double teams. But it doesn't always happen. And when it does happen,
for the most part, it doesn't.
Toppin's going to stop him.
Let's rephrase that. For the most part, it doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen. For the most part, on average, it doesn't happen.
Yeah, especially considering he averages 25 points. You know what I mean? So, yeah. You really think Obi Toppin's stopping him? Hell, I'll make this prediction. When we play the Pacers, Julius Randle's stat line is going to be 25 points, 12 rebounds, and 5 assists.
all on Obi's head, like this.
So, putting all your feelings aside about Julius Randle and all your love for Obi Toppin, tell me I'm lying about what I just said about basketball.
I dare ya. Please tell me.
You can argue that, sure, yeah, the Pacers may take a game from us. Cool. But is Obi Toppin really stopping Julius Randle? Really answer that one.
I dare somebody, bro. I dare somebody. And vice versa. Let me tell y'all something. Randle's not a good defensive player. But Obi's not a good
Toppin.
And Obi's not a good shot creator. He needs Haliburton to get his offense going. If we stop Haliburton, we automatically stop Obi. That was the problem with Obi on our team. If you stopped our offense, Obi is damn near useless. He can't create his own shot. He can't do anything by himself. He's a slashing dunker. That's it. Yeah, he accumulated a little bit of a jump shot moving forward, which I don't think will digress. I feel like he'll probably become a better shooter with time, which is fine. But overall, he needs someone else to facilitate for him.
Randle creates his own shot. And I'm telling you, Obi Toppin is not going to stop him from taking whatever
and
shot he
creates
wants.
Creates shots for others. Obi Toppin creates for himself and himself alone. Randle creates for him and everybody else around him. Because at the end of the day, when teams play the Knicks, their main focus are Brunson and Randle. Well, now Brunson, Randle, and RJ. That's three. You could consider, now, would you still consider us the mid three? I don't fucking think so. I don't. That name needs to get thrown out of here already.
Throw that out, bro. If we wouldn't have made the second round, yeah, we would have had to stick with that, but nah.
Because
we weren't supposed to be there, so that mid shit is gone, bro.
The year before that, the game
Cavs
plan.
Are mid.
OD. The
Cavs
year.
Matter of fact, the Cavs are so mid, they're dedicating their free agency to build to beat us.
Oh.
Why you think they signed Max Strauss?
Oh, he just got burned, son.
Why you think they signed Strauss?
He just got burned, son. But yo, bro, listen. Last year, when we didn't make the playoffs, the game plan for every single team was to triple team Julius Randle. Now, last time I checked, you don't triple team somebody who's trash.
I'm saying.
I ain't seen not one double team on Obi. Not one. Okay? In fact, sometimes they let him shoot, which is a disgrace. All right? Listen. Stevie, go. Continue.
For the most part, I'm done. I agree with what you said. My little points that I added on to your points, you know, I can't find somebody who's going to argue that. Because, again, like I said, if you really think Obi Toppin's going to stop Julius Randle from scoring buckets, you know, you're out of your mind. Will Obi Toppin score buckets on Randle? Sure. He's gonna want to show out. You know Obi's going to come for the revenge. Every player does, especially if it's in the Garden. Everybody wants to show out in the Garden. But here's the thing. He'll show out, but will he put up better numbers than Randle?
So where do you, bro?
And for those who hate Randle, you know the answer deep down is no.
So where do you, so off rip, right? As soon as Obi Toppin comes to the Garden, when he gets his first dunk, you know the crowd's gonna go crazy, right?
Of course. I'm gonna show him love too. Like, oh shit, Obi's back. Yay. You know, I'm like, I don't hate Obi Toppin. I want him to succeed. Bro, the Pacers are gonna be fun to watch.
It's not that I don't
tell
hate
you
him
right now. Pacers
it's not that
gonna be a fun team to watch.
It's not that I don't hate him, bro.
No,
it's
no,
just,
I understand.
It's just like
it's the
just
fans'
like,
reaction to
it's
it.
It's like, where is this love coming from, bro? My biggest problem with all this is y'all showing more love to a guy who has potential than the guy that is a two-time All-Star and a first-time All-NBA, which he got all those accolades wearing that jersey.
Again, bro, it's not basketball related to them. They'll say it is, but it's not, bro. It was hate. I knew it was hate once they attacked him for kissing his wife. That gave it away right there. Once they did that,
after,
it was
after a win, right? Something like that?
Yeah. Because he went to kiss his wife instead of celebrating with his teammates. Once I saw that, it was a wrap. I was like, yeah, you can't tell me it's not hate. You can't tell me it's basketball related after that.
So, okay, let's do some CIA investigating, right? They say Knicks fans are Knicks fans say they're not emotional. Okay. They still hold this grudge. I don't even have to say what this is. The fact that everybody who's watching this know what this is, proves my point. That you still very much remember what this is and how you feel towards it. Now, you act like this when Obi Toppin, a bench player that got 15 minutes per game, gets traded. Now you say that we failed him.
Based off as a fan, as far as I'm concerned.
Based off what? Based off what? What are we basing this off of other than emotions? Nobody, like Stevie said, nobody has given us facts or numbers. Nobody has given us anything. Nobody can even explain to me why we got 2 second round picks for him. All they say is, oh, we should have got more for him. On what occasion? On what basis? On what? What has Toppin done that earned himself more than 2 second round picks? Like I said, the second of the second round pick was generous, probably. And if this is not lowballing. It just is what it is.
Yeah, again, we wanted more for him too, but that was his value, dude.
That's his value. There's nothing you could say or do about it. Especially when you got guys like Dylan Brooks getting $130 million. So that debunks, because if Obi was worth something, what happened with Dylan Brooks shot his worth down to practically two second round picks.
Damn, either, what went in today?
Either, bro, because,
I love it,
like,
though.
Dude, because, bro, I can't take it no more, bro. I can't. Everything is the Knicks' fault. Everything is Dolan's fault. Everything is Leon Rose's fault. Leon Rose literally just put a 4-year, $50 million plan together. 4 years, $50 million.
And, dude, as you said
and
earlier,
all I hear is that we
all the other contracts given out. Yeah, we failed Obi. But look at all the other contracts given out. Look at the one we gave DiVincenzo, bro. Not only that, bro, for all the dudes complaining about the front office, fun fact, the Knicks have two of the best contracts in the NBA, Jalen Brunson and Julius Randle.
And Julius Randle is a two-time All-Star and all-time NBA.
No, all-NBA, not all-time NBA.
All-NBA, sorry.
Bro, Brunson's going to be an All-Star next year. He's not going to get snubbed again. Let's just throw that out there. So, bro, we got two All-Stars on discount deals for the next 4 years. Excuse me, 3 years. I think Brunson signed a 4-year deal. So, for the next 3 years. And we have room to make moves to better the team with multiple draft picks.
Two that we just got from Toppin.
Yeah, two more draft picks. Look at that. To add to the list of draft picks.
And here's another thing that people aren't, like, comparing for some reason. We got rid of Obi, added DiVincenzo. DiVincenzo is a better scorer, rebounder, defender, IQ.
He's a better rebounder?
Yes. He averages four rebounds.
That. Hold up. Wait a minute.
Look it up right now. Go ahead. Do it. I'm going to do it with you.
No, because that's sad, bro. I'm not saying you're right because I'm going to check it, but bro, if DiVincenzo's a better rebounder than Obi Toppin, that's sad. He's a power forward.
DiVincenzo averages 4.5 rebounds.
Okay, baby, go check Obi Toppin real quick since you did that.
He averages 2.8!
How many minutes? I mean, bro, you're a power forward.
15 minutes per game.
15 minutes for Obi? How about for
DiVincenzo? 26.
I don't care, bro. You should get more than two rebounds, bro, in 15 minutes. You power forward. I should get 4 rebounds from you. You power forward. I don't want to hear it.
And if you want to do quick math around, he's basically averaging 5. 4.5 is 5.
Yeah. That's crazy.
So we just improved crazy offensively and defensively by getting rid of Obi Toppin and adding DiVincenzo. Now, the only problem with DiVincenzo is that he's not a 4. He's a shooting guard. So that leads us into this next topic that we need a power forward because now we're undersized a little bit. So me personally, I think we might run the Jericho Sims and Isaiah Hartenstein combo.
That would be a good idea, not for nothing. I didn't even think about that.
That I think we might do because we just signed Jericho Sims.
Yeah, we re-signed him last year. That's right.
So maybe that's what they're doing. So now, see, people don't think. People love Sims so much. They're like, oh, when's he going to get more minutes? When's he going to get more minutes? Well, hello, you got to get rid of somebody for him to move into that spot. So now, that potential that you want is there in Sims, and now he's going to get it. We got rid of Obi Toppin, and now Sims comes in and fills that spot.
I hope that's what they do. He deserves a shot.
Yeah, he's a great defender. He's better than Obi.
But if we don't go that route, not a lot of guys left out there, though. Like, at least that interests me personally. The most interesting names I see on the list, should we go the free agent route, are Dario Saric. Markieff Morris is a pretty interesting name to look at. I mean, toughness, he can shoot.
And for those of you mistaken, because I made the mistake, it's Markieff, not Mark. Who's the other one? Marquise?
Marcus.
Marcus. Marcus
we had
Morris.
We had Marcus Morris in the Mr. Yes. Magoo years, a.k.a. Fizdale, for those who don't know. When we say Mr. Magoo, we're talking about Fizdale. But, yeah, he's pretty much like his brother, except a better rebounder. So he'd be an interesting option to look at. I see other names, too. I don't think Iguodala's a real possibility. I think he's done as far as – I think he stays with the Warriors most likely.
He was a podcaster. He's still playing?
I believe he's at the end of the bench, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I'm good off that.
Yeah. So I think, yeah, those are the most interesting names I saw. But for the most part, I wouldn't mind going the Jericho Sims route.
Finally give our boy a chance, man.
Yeah, it'd be a pretty interesting route to go.
Bro, listen.
Let Josh Hart run the four.
I mean, he is averaging damn near almost 9 rebounds, so might as well.
Shit, see where it goes.
So, look, at overall, New York, you got to realize something. Obi Toppin, no matter what you felt towards him, was the weakest link on this team.
Yeah, that's a fact, bro. Like, he didn't fit. And like you said, like, yeah, in hindsight, if you multiverse it and we were to go back in time, Tyrese Haliburton shit would have been the right pick for us. But circumstances made us choose Obi Toppin. Because, again...
Context is important, yeah. New York.
You know what I mean? He was supposed to be the replacement for Randle because, you know, even the organization soured at Randle. But then Randle showed out like, oh, yeah, y'all soured on me. Killed.
And that goes to the heart argument. A lot of people said Julius Randle don't have heart. Well, it takes a lot of heart for you to be like, oh, word, you coming for my job? You're going to have to take it from me.
That's a fact. Nobody never looks at it that way. We literally drafted a player as his replacement. Fans knew it. The media knew it. The players knew
it.
And I assume Randle knew it. And look where we are now.
And he gets most improved player.
Not even a little bit. Come on, y'all. Y'all wonder why people don't want to come here. Yo. Like, look. Like, on some real shit. We probably said this before.
But bro, like, we won't keep saying it. It's not going to end, here. Stevie. I've already announced. I'm completely accepted it. It's not going to end, bro. We're going to have the same conversation every offseason from here on out.
Swear it's y'all, God. Yo. It's y'all the reason nobody wants to come here.
And of course, not everybody.
When I say it's us, I don't literally mean us as in Nick Synonymous. It's Nick fans in general, bro.
But look
not all Nick fans, the entitled ones who think we're owed a championship, bro. I get it. You've seen this era of players build super teams and call their homies and want to play together to make the championship more easier. Yeah, shots fired. So what?
Look, we calling homies right now.
Yeah. You know what I mean? We're literally doing it, but at a smaller level. Y'all want it. So y'all want the easy way out. It's not going to be easy for the Knicks, unfortunately, bro. We literally had an agency come out publicly and say they don't want to deal with the Knicks, bro. First of all, why is that even legal? You're an agency. You're a player agency. How do you come out and publicly say, oh, we're not going to deal with this team? Like, bro, like, you're literally
you're basically cutting off. You're cutting off your business.
You're literally stacking the deck against one team. Why is that even legal? How about that? That shouldn't be fair.
Yeah, that shouldn't be fair.
How is that fair?
But because we're the Knicks, it's okay. Just dust it right under the rug. We'll be all right.
Yeah, that's some BS, bro. Fuck Clutch Sports for that. Yeah, no quarter.
No donation for that.
Fuck Clutch Sports, yo.
You got two for free.
And we know who runs that one. No names. We know who.
Yeah, it's a fact. And I'm going to close out with this one because it actually went out. We have 45 minutes right now. It went on longer than we thought. But I'm going to close it off with this one. So I got into an argument that Randle is quote-unquote worthless due to his inability.
That guy, yeah.
Due to his inability to win, right?
Yeah.
So if that's the case, right, Stevie? Let's see. Is Dame Time worthless? Last time I checked, he hasn't won a championship in never. Is Dame Time worthless, Stevie?
No. Apparently, a lot of people can't wait for us to trade for him.
And
we have Jalen Brunson, who's better than him. Right now, who's better? Dame Lillard or Jalen Brunson? I'm talking about not all time, right now.
I'm taking Jalen Brunson. Where did David Lillard make it to the playoffs this year?
Nope.
Last year?
Nope. No, actually, wait. Did he last year? I don't remember.
I don't know.
I don't think he did. I don't recall, but I don't think he did. Feel free to correct us.
Yeah. Let's see. Another player. Oh, you mean the one that everybody wants to sign? Paul George? What has he won? Nothing. Is he worthless, Stevie?
I wouldn't call him worthless, but I don't want poor George. But I understand what you're saying. He said that. Oh, I got another one. Joel Embiid. The dude they want us to trade for.
Is he worthless, Stevie?
A dude who also folds in the playoffs. So, you want us to get rid of Randle, to get Joel Embiid, who also folds in the playoffs. And he had James Harden and Jimmy Butler. Let's talk about it.
And how about Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan, Stevie? Are those two worthless?
I don't think so. Hell, Zach LaVine seems to be a hot commodity in the trade market.
Oh, yeah, really? Last time I checked, they didn't win anything.
Nope.
Oh, okay. See. Bro, listen. I hope y'all see. We just talk what we see, bro. You know what I mean? We're not trying to be assholes. You make us be assholes, all right? You create us into the assholes, all right? I don't like doing this, but goddamn it, I have to do it. Because I can't let this shit slide. I can't. It's our job not to let it slide.
This is why we made the podcast, as a matter of fact. Call out BS like what's going on, bro. Like, why are y'all these kind of fans, bro? Like, why do y'all think y'all entitled to a championship, bro? Just because we're New York? I get it. The Yankees won 27. The Giants won 4. You know, the Jets haven't won nothing. I don't even hear Jet fans bitching like that. The Knicks won championships more recently than they did.
I almost don't want to win one because once we do, it's downhill from there. It's going to be anarchy if we don't win another one. Like,
or maybe they'll... As I always say, yo, if y'all really feel this way, there's like 31 other teams, yo. Like, why stay here and hate when you could just go root for somebody? Go to the Pacers. Obi Toppin's over there.
Go bandwagon.
I mean, if they got such a brighter future than the Knicks, yo, bro, somebody on the internet said, oh, the Knicks are going to fizz out eventually because they're not making deals and they're not developing players. All right, cool. If you feel that way, go to a team that's developing their players better than us. Go to the Pacers. Let's see where they are.
I mean, we only have a future Sixth Man of the Year, a future All-Star, a two-time NBA All-Star, first-time All-NBA team, a snubbed
All-Star.
Somebody
that's about to become an All-Star.
Jamie RJ.
Brunson. No. Yeah, he's not an All-Star yet. He's about to become one.
That was my first. Oh, I said almost All-Star. All-Star is RJ. He's coming.
Not yet.
He's up and coming.
I think this year he becomes a snub All-Star. At least I hope so.
He's coming. Quentin Grimes was a rising star this year. He was in the play.
I give him 2-3 years. He'll be All-NBA defense.
He was in the Rising Stars game. So that means he was in the All-Star weekend. Dude, that's all young players that we developed.
Thibodeau.
Besides Randle.
Thibodeau. Who do you think did that? Thibodeau. I want to fire him, too. That's the funny part. There's literally a dude on Twitter. His name is #FireTibbs. Oh, fuck that guy.
What more?
Yeah, I don't care, bro.
No, I'm not going to lie, bro. The way this offseason is starting, this season might have to be full uncensored, full-blown Back Knicks Anonymous OG style, bro. Because if y'all not going to listen to us censored, maybe y'all listen to us uncensored. Like, I don't know. What more do y'all want? We got rid of a weekly. It's business. Business is business. So y'all telling me, at the end of all this, y'all would have much rather got rid of RJ or Randle. And I even heard Brunson out there for Damian Lillard.
Stop it.
No, it's there. It's there. Trust me, it's there.
I don't believe that. That's just stupid.
Bro. Y'all telling me y'all would have got rid of anybody but Obi Toppin? Oh, you gotta be kidding me, bro.
He's the next coming to Dominique Wilkins, apparently.
For potential.
The next human highlight film. We had Dominique and we let him go. Yeah, I don't believe that for a second.
I'm out of here, Stevie. I'm going to catch you.
As I said, nobody... Let me clarify, bro, because everybody's probably thinking we hating on Obi Toppin. We not. We calling out the fans.
We hating on y'all.
Yeah, we hating on y'all. And it's not a jealousy thing. It's a stupid thing. And I hate to call people stupid, but, like, you know, because, like, nobody's stupid. Everybody has their own ideas. Everybody has their own opinions. But y'all letting feelings come into play, bro. Y'all really hate Julius Randle, bro. Like, damn. I don't know what else to say, bro. I think we should just wrap it up.
There's nothing more to say, bro. We said it all. It's 50-minute, almost an hour-long episode, bro. We let it all hang. Listen, New York, you just wake up your eyes, man. Like, you know, it's just...
Like, look as a podcast and as Knicks fans, it's not like we're deeply in love with Julius Randle and we don't see his flaws. Yes, we do. It pisses us off at times, too, bro. But y'all got to realize value when you see it, bro. He is one of the best contracts in the league, putting up 25-10. Like, look at it this way. If Julius was a free agent this year, somebody would have gave him at least $200 million. You might not believe that, but based on the numbers he put up, somebody would have gave him that. Hell, they would have lowballed him, gave him $150. We're not paying him $150. Somebody would have been paying $50. Somebody would have had to pay him $50 million more. Bro, we have production at mid-level. We have all-star production at a mid-level contract with two players. What are y'all really complaining about? What is really your issue?
Beautifully said, Stevie. I'm LJ.
Stevie in the building, as usual.
We are the people's voice.
We had nothing without y'all, the people, even the ones we wilding out on today.
Ah, man. So, we'll see you on the next one, man. Peace.
Peace.